KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time for the Fish Report here on KSDP. We have harvest numbers for the Alaska Peninsula, as well as escapement summary for the Alaska Peninsula as well. No new news from Kodiak or Bristol Bay as of yet. But yesterday on June 15th, there was 23,000 sockeye delivered on the Alaska Peninsula, for a total now of 143,000 to date. The Shumgin Islands had 25,000 still. There was no new numbers for the Shumgin Islands reported, but South Unimak had a total of 23,000 sockeye added to their total. They're now at 118,000 sockeye to date. They also added 9,000 chum salmon to that total for a total of 31,000 chum to date. Looking at the Alaska Peninsula numbers for the escapement summary, yesterday there was 3,400 sockeye up the river for Chignik for a total now of 44,000. And that essentially doubles every year prior to 2017. Nelson River had 2,200 up the Weir yesterday for a total of 8,500 to date, and that is thousands ahead of any other year before that. The Bear River had 260 fish up the Weir for a total now of 2,100, and that puts them at the middle upper range for the last 10, but lots of variation there. 3,200 up the Ilnik for a total of 10,000, and that's in the mid-range for them, and still no fish up Orzinski, and nothing new in the Ilyuk River as well. Communicated with the fish biologist over at Chignik, and they reported that they would need to see a little bit more fish go up the Weir. They did meet their desire for 40,000 by the 15th, so they're in their low end escapement, but they need to start averaging 10,000 fish a day in order to maintain their escapement objectives. So they are looking to see an increase in escapement here, hopefully soon. That does it for the fish report here on KSDP.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through Tuesday. Today, east winds 25 knots, seas 9 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, becoming northwest 25 after midnight, seas 5 feet. And Tuesday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory today. Today, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, becoming northwest 20 after midnight, seas 7 feet. And Tuesday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashev. Today, north winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory today. Today, northeast winds 25 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 4 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Tuesday, west winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashev. Today, north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, a chance of rain. Partly sunny with highs near 51. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 43. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Tuesday, sunny with highs near 52. Northeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet 1 inch. A low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot 8 inches. A high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 feet 6 inches. And a low tonight at 11:42 at 3 feet 3 inches. Your sun rose at 5:59 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:25, giving us 17 hours and 26 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, it's not clear yet if new chum salmon bycatch restrictions are coming to the Bering Sea, and scenes from Anchorage's No Kings protest this weekend. Stay tuned.
Support comes from GCI, introducing GCI Plus Internet and Mobile to help customers stream, work, and connect without limits. Terms and conditions apply. Details at gci.com/gci-plus.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us. It's Monday, June 16th, 2025. Did you know that the deepest observed dive by a stellar sea lion was around 1,400 feet? Now you do. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. Amid an outcry from tribes and subsistence advocates, the federal council that manages the Bering Sea pollock fishery says it is still undecided on when it might take action to potentially restrict the amount of chum salmon that trawlers can scoop up as bycatch. KYUK's Evan Erickson has more.
The North Pacific Fishery Management Council says funding and scheduling concerns could delay final action on chum bycatch until April 2026. The potential delay has been criticized by those who say chum salmon crashes across western Alaska, especially on the Yukon River, require swift action. The Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association advocates for dozens of communities now in their sixth year of near-total salmon fishing closures. The group's executive director, Serena Alstrom, called in to the council's recent meeting in Oregon on June 10th to stress the importance of sticking to the original December timeline.
The people who call the Yukon River region home simply cannot afford the luxury of a postponement. Their livelihoods, their traditions, and their very future hinge upon timely and effective interventions.
Earlier this year, the council heard 3 days of testimony on chum bycatch from voices across western Alaska, as well as from representatives of the multi-billion-dollar pollock industry. At that February meeting, it took a step closer to final action on the controversial bycatch issue by laying out a complex set of potential options, ranging from taking no action to implementing a hard cap on the number of chum taken as bycatch in the Bering Sea. But the timeline for the final decision on chum has now been thrown into question. The council says there's simply not enough time to address all of the items on its agenda for its next meeting, scheduled for the beginning of December in Anchorage. One proposal by the council is to make space for the chum hearing by moving other items that are considered must-do items to a virtual meeting later in December, but that plan runs up against other scheduling conflicts. This also comes at a time of funding uncertainty at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the agency that distributes federal funding to the council. As of June 9th, the council said it had received less than half of its annual grant funding for 2025, despite being three-quarters of the way through its fiscal year. Council Chair Angel Drobnica says the council intends to schedule final action on chum bycatch as soon as possible, but that a lot of question marks remain.
Obviously, there are a lot of compounding issues that we're facing right now. Currently, you know, as others have stated, while we're very hopeful that we'll receive our next grant, we do not have money to even host an October virtual meeting.
Drobnica says the council will likely make a decision about the timing of a chum bycatch hearing in the coming weeks. Whether or not the council moves to delay the decision, it isn't clear which option it may choose for managing chum salmon bycatch. The council contends that the chum bycatch predominantly consists of Russian and Asian hatchery fish, and that roughly 17% of those chums on average over the last decade were from stocks bound for western Alaska rivers. At the same time, the volume of chum bycatch recorded in the pollock fishery has dropped significantly in recent years, from a high of more than 500,000 fish in 2021 to just over 35,000 in 2024. In Bethel, I'm Evan Erickson.
Anchorage, like cities across the country, including Unalaska, held a protest Saturday to coincide with President Trump's military parade in Washington, D.C. The national protest theme was No Kings, and some of the Alaska protesters added a seafood exception to that. Anchorage wedding photographer Camille Jones held a homemade poster.
My sign says the only king I want is a king salmon, because here in Alaska, the only kind of king we're interested in is the kind that's good for us and the kind that we can eat.
A few thousand protesters gathered in downtown Anchorage, waving American and Alaska flags under blue skies. Anti-Trump signs ranged from artistic to profane. Retired resource economist Kevin Banks said he appreciates the signs that extended the no king's exception to King Crab as well. Banks says the Trump administration is exacerbating dismal king crab fisheries by eliminating the jobs of federal scientists and fisheries managers.
Now we don't have NOAA to keep track of it. We don't have the research to go along with it. Permitting and quotas are going to be violated without any enforcement. It means something to us to be able to fish for crab.
Right-wing bloggers and social media warned of possible violence among the No Kings protests. Banks says he'd heard suggestions that demonstrators should learn how to de-escalate and avoid confrontation, but he didn't sense any agitators in the Anchorage crowd.
I think they just stayed home. It's a nice day, after all, for everybody.
At least 18 communities in Alaska held No Kings protests, including Unalaska. Over 1,500 took place nationwide. Sunday was Father's Day, and Coast Alaska's Angela Denning caught up with some Alaska dads to find out what they think about the holiday. It turns out there are many ways to be a dedicated dad in the state.
Dan Powers and his wife and 8 kids live in Wrangell, but right now, some of them are here in Petersburg on a different island at the boat harbor. They're getting ready to board a huge cruise ship to play a few songs.
They've all been on the stage forever. They've grown up on the stage.
They'll perform dozens of times this summer. The kids range in age from 19 to 3 months. Powers says they're encouraged to participate, but not forced. He says he tries to teach them to engage with others with purpose.
To care for people, like genuinely care for people, not just get what you need from somebody, but like absolutely taking care of those other people around you.
10-year-old Castle thinks her dad does a great job.
He's the best dad ever. His jokes are really funny.
Fathers have been recognized in June for decades. Father's Day was first celebrated as a state holiday in Washington in 1910. It wasn't until 1972 that it was made a national holiday by the president. Powers' family likes to celebrate the day with food and people. He says his favorite dad moments come when he sees his kids connecting with others.
We're going to have crunching and Miss Angela's audio.
Roughly 1,000 miles away in Unalaska on the Aleutians, Carlos Tayag is sitting in front of the computer with his 5-year-old son, Remy.
I'm currently, I don't know what they call us now, a stay-at-home dad or a full-time caregiver.
But you'll rarely find Tayag and Remy just sitting around at home. Now, they're just on a snack break.
What do you have going on today?
The bounce house.
And then after the bounce house?
Wrestling camp.
And then after wrestling camp? You remember what we're doing tonight?
No.
You have a Little League game. Yeah. So we kind of have a full schedule.
Tayag started the Little League in Unalaska, and Remy plays catcher on the T-ball team. Remy's favorite part is wearing the black and white gear.
The helmet and the chest pad.
And the chest pad.
But I don't usually wear leg pads usually.
Tayag says rural Alaska is a great place to raise kids because you get to do unique outings like picking berries on the tundra. Remy also loves books about ships and construction, and they can go see that in person at the harbor.
I tell people all the time it's the best job I've ever had. I love it.
Fatherhood sometimes happens at the office.
Hello. Hi, Jay.
At Petersburg's Municipal Building, the borough clerk greets Jay Stanton Gregor and his 2 kids. Their office visits are normal, as Stanton Gregor's been an assembly member for about a decade.
Do you all grab a seat at the dais?
Sure.
I call Mayor Seat.
That's 9-year-old Margot.
I've been in this building a lot with my father. I think he's great. He's fun, he's funny, and he's nice and very playful.
She says he's also a good listener. That tracks, since Stanton Gregor is also a full-time therapist who co-owns a counseling clinic with his wife.
You're listening, like you understand. You're very in it.
I can trust him as someone to always be there for me.
Silas is 13. Trusting his dad was important last weekend when they were hiking on a remote trail and saw a few bears.
And on our way back, we saw another one, and this one was big. It was a chunky bear. You could tell it had been eating well. And this one didn't back down right away. It decided to go into the woods eventually. We stopped for a moment, and my dad pulled out the bear spray and was like, "Stay on the left of me, trying to keep me safe like a good father would."
So what does Stanton Gregor think about fatherhood? Was it what he expected? He says, of course not.
I'll use my firstborn, Silas, as an example. As soon as he was delivered, I was just like, you know, floored by there's this little creature who I don't even know yet, but I just would do anything for immediately.
Back at the boat harbor, Powers and his wife take a moment to warm up their voices while holding their baby. It's a song that he wrote about his kids called Honey.
Oh yes, you are sweet like honey, oh yes, my heart.
Powers, Stanton Gregor, and Tyag might have different families in different Alaska towns, but on Father's Day, they'll all be celebrated just the same. Reporting for Coast Alaska in Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
Let's take a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. The Camalungan tribe is hosting an open discussion about local environmental issues tomorrow evening starting at 6 o'clock in the library. Learn about ongoing tribal projects and share your input with the environmental team. The PCR is hosting a Juneteenth celebration Thursday evening from 6 to 8 o'clock in the community park on Broadway. Celebrate Black history, resilience, community, and the continued journey toward equity and justice. DJ Carlos will spin some records, and the Unalaska Fire Department will serve delicious barbecue. For info on everything else happening in town, check out your community calendar at kucb.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Do something you love today.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an administrative assistant. The Palof Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time pull-tab sales assistant and a mechanic. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. APIA is hiring an ICWA caseworker in Sandpoint and a lead Head Start teacher in King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Today is June 16th, 2025. Happy birthday to Rob Curtis, Casey Gunderson, and Sergio Persincula. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Jumping that paddle wheel, bumping like water. Keep keep rolling on fast just the same.
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, cause I ain't in no hurry at all. Just take that streetcar, let's go in uptown. Yeah, I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland and dance a honky tonk. And I'll be buying everybody drinks all around.
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, cause I ain't in no hurry at
with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come on, baby. Take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand. Take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance.
Thank you.
still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town. We'll be right back.
Waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in
KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m. Sandpoint, 88.1 FM on translator K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
From the beginning. Say we do one for all the hard-working cowboys in the great state of Texas. I want everybody to get their hands up out there. Let's liven this party up some, Texas.
old babe. No time to get over all the sober time. I'm always running, I'm always running behind. I got a Friday night date with my sweetheart. Already late and the car won't start. Lord, I feel like getting that car to ride. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Run on with it, boy. Get rich, gonna tone my life up out of this ditch. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. I'm always running, but I'm always running behind.
Dropping into private schooling.